was young and I had all the excuses in the world, you know, why that couldn't happen. And she didn't let me believe any of them.
Wow.
And she just told me, you know, this is what you were born to do. And so I think just having somebody in your corner who believes in you that much made it feel like a reality that I really could trust my dreams and make it happen. I'm going to start crying when we talk. This is the raw stuff. This is where it really, I mean, I can talk about getting there, but being a mom and staying in that space is where, you know, the real struggle came in, and I can relate to so many moms in that space too. I'm teaching women how to pause and listen to their needs and honor their bodies, and yet I'm abusing mine with stress and overwhelm and pushing it beyond its limits day after day. And so it really took me hitting the pause button and saying, I need to start practicing what I'm preaching.
Welcome to the Mother Honestly podcast. This is your host, Blessing Adesio, founder and CEO of Mother Honestly. On this show, we interview ambitious women that are thriving in and beyond motherhood. Expect honest and real conversations that will encourage and inspire you to take actions on your dreams. Welcome to the Mother Honestly podcast. Today I have with me my dear friend, Callie Goidosek, and we're going to talk about motherhood, life, and women empowerment. So welcome, Callie. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me. I am doing very well this morning. Thank you.
So Callie, tell us a little bit about you and how you started the Daily Method here in Birmingham.
Yeah. Where do we start and how long do we have? So I have always been a very spiritual person, naturally. Entering into my bachelor's degree at Michigan State, I decided to follow my heart and passion of learning how the body is meant to move. And so I got my degree in kinesiology against my parents' wishes to go into business school because they're both entrepreneurs themselves. I didn't really know where that was going to lead me, but my husband and I graduated from Michigan State in the height of the recession, so we moved to Chicago. I kind of started with the first job I landed, which was in corporate sales, and I just didn't enjoy it, and I knew that it wasn't fulfilling my purpose. And so I was trying to decide, do I go back to school? You know, do I get my master's degree? Where do I go next from a career path standpoint? And my husband, who's so wonderful and so supportive, said to me, just pause and you know how to nanny. Let's do that for a little bit until you decide what you really want to do and what direction you want to take next. And I'm so grateful that he gave me that permission, especially, you know, as a ambitious, young, just out of college girl with a bright future. You know, it was easy to get swept up in momentum and feel like I have to make and force the next move. And because he gave me that permission and that space, I was a nanny, and the woman that I nannied for introduced me to Daily Method. It was 8 weeks before my wedding. I was 24 years old. It wasn't in my budget to continue boutique fitness. So my intention was to take classes for 8 weeks and just get in shape for my wedding day. And I felt so amazing. I felt like I was standing up taller on my big day. I just felt really good in my skin for the first time in my life, you know, as a woman. And I didn't know how I was going to be able to continue it from a financial standpoint, but I knew that I needed Daily Method in my life, and the universe just responded, and it one thing led to another, and I came back from my honeymoon and started working the front desk organically, moved into teacher training, became a teacher, loved it so much, connected with it so much, the community aspect, the women empowerment aspect, then I moved into the lead teacher position in the studio outside of Chicago. And then I just had this wonderful blessing of a mentor who looked in my eyes and believed in me and said, you were born to do this and you're going to own a studio someday. And I was young and I had all the excuses in the world, you know, why that couldn't happen. And she didn't let me believe any of them.
Wow.
And she just told me, you know, this is what you were born to do. And so I think just having somebody in your corner who believes in you that much made it feel like a reality that I really could trust my dreams and make it happen. And so it brought us back to Michigan and we opened the first Daily Method studio.
Wow, that's awesome. And when you started talking about mentorship and that really, because I just had a conversation with somebody else around mentorship and how, you know, it's so important to have a mentor and build that relationship. And obviously you did put in the work, mm-hmm. right? It's not, you didn't just show up and say, hey, I want to own a studio. It's more around showing up, doing the work and, you know, hoping that somebody sees that and somebody's, you know, that mentor is able to, you know, help you connect the dots and help you grow. So you came back to Michigan and you decided to open the Daily Method. And what was that experience like for you?
The community in Birmingham was wonderful and so supportive. You know, it definitely had its trials as far as like finding the right space and going through that process.
And you're in prime real estate over there.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
The spot.
Yeah. We have a great location with great visibility and being in downtown Birmingham.
Yeah.
Great prime location for sure. So it wasn't easy, but there was something deep inside me that said, I need to share this gift with the world and now is my time to do it. And nothing was going to stop me, even if it meant losing spaces, which happened in the process. I knew that this is what my purpose was and continues to be. And there was really at that point no saying no.
And when you came to Michigan, you were pregnant, expecting. What was that like, starting a business with a newborn or, you know, in that pregnancy mode? And how can you walk us through what you were feeling, if there was ever any time you felt like you couldn't go on anymore? And how did you kind of, you know, talk yourself out of that and continue to push yourself?
I'm going to start crying when we talk. This is the raw stuff. This is where it really, I mean, I can talk about getting there, but being a mom and staying in that space is where, you know, the real struggle came in. And I can relate to so many moms in that space too. So let me back up a little bit. We opened in January of 2013. Our goal was to not start trying for at least a year after the studio was established so that it gave us some space and time to, you know, put our energy into building the business first before directing our energy to building a family. The universe had other plans. I opened in January. I got pregnant in March. So before the studio was 1 year old, I had a newborn, and we absolutely we're still in that building phase of the business, and now all of a sudden I have a human life who needs to be nurtured and, you know, requires all my time and all my energy. And it was a scary time, and I think even for the next 3 years it was really a struggle for me to accept that I can't do it all on my own and be the stay-at-home mom that I felt I needed to be, and also be a successful, driven, passionate business owner and do both with 100%. I needed to relinquish some control and rely on my support network and ask for help and also be able to receive the help. So I crashed and burned. I mean, I had a period when my second was 6 months old, and that was 2 years ago, and I feel like I'm still recovering and healing from that burnout. You know, I hit a wall, and it was eye-opening for me to say, okay, I cannot continue at this pace and be a healthy, loving person like I want to be. I can't continue to put the energy out into the world and serve if I'm this depleted. Something has to change.
And don't you find, and I know you're, you know, the Daily Method is also in that women empowerment space. Yeah. And, you know, it's same here at Mother Honestly. And even for me, I had to make a decision very recently around how I want the business to operate. Mm-hmm. Because I'm here talking about women empowerment. I'm here talking about, you know, you need to lead a healthy, fulfilled, and productive life. And I am not setting up the business that way for myself that leaves me healthy, fulfilled, and productive. Mm-hmm. And so I literally had to take a step back and say, you know what? Maybe it shouldn't work this way. This is how it can work. Mm-hmm. So that I'm able to have time for my family and I'm able to have time for my kids and my career and all the other things that I want to be able to accomplish in my life. Taking a step back. So how have you basically taken all of this experience? Because I've known you for a while now, and I know that you've basically taken some of your personal experience and really poured it back into the Daily Method and how you empower women in your organization. And not only that, moms that come to Daily Method. So can you kind of like, you know, dig deeper into that, into how you've been able to bring some of the key learnings very early on while you were growing the Daily Method into your business now?
Yeah. I had to just practice what I was preaching. That's what it came down to. You know, I'm preaching to women, you can't pour from an empty cup. And yet, here I am trying to do just that thing. I'm teaching women how to pause and listen to their needs and honor their bodies. And yet, I'm abusing mine with stress and overwhelm and pushing it beyond its limits day after day. And so it really took me hitting the pause button and saying, I need to start practicing what I'm preaching. I need to start prioritizing my own health mentally, emotionally, spiritually first, because if my cup is empty, then I don't have anything to give, and my kids suffer as a result. My husband suffers as a result. My community of women at the Daily Method, they're not getting my best energy and leadership. And so it really has taken me practicing what I preach day in and day out. And that's not easy. You know, it's easy to talk about it. It's Absolutely. Easy to say, this is what we need to do. But to actually practice it day in and day out and have the discipline and also operate from a place of worthiness. Like, I am worthy of feeling my best and taking this time to meditate each morning and write in my gratitude journal. And these are my non-negotiables that I am worthy of practicing and worthy of the time and the energy to practice these every day so that I can feel my best and as a result, serve the world, my family, my business, in the way that I'm intended to.
And what have you found, especially in your work, as because what I love about the Daily Method is it's all-encompassing in some way. It's not just the fitness. Mm-hmm. It's the body, soul, mind, and how you feel and all of that. But what have you found, especially with women, especially in today's world, where, you know, women, there's so much that I feel like there's a lot weighing on women today. Mm-hmm. When it comes to, you know, you have to, you know, do the dishes, the laundry, and, you know, worry about even now putting food on the table. Sorry?
But do we?
But exactly.
And
exactly.
Who says that?
And exactly, who gets to say that this is what you need to be doing? And but again, looking at the demand today, mm-hmm. on the modern woman, and I think that that's why a place like the Daily Method, it's not just about the exercise, it's not just about it's the community, it's everything else that really gives women that permission to, mm-hmm. think more about, you know, do I really need to be doing all of those things? What can I do so that I am filling my cup and I am whole and happy? So in your work as the owner of the Daily Method, and maybe we can talk more about the Daily Method and how that is helping to shape the lives of women, because I think that's what the Daily Method is really about, is shaping the lives of women and helping women figure out what's important to mm-hmm. their body, to their soul, to their mind. So can you talk a little bit more about your experience with the women that come to the Daily Method and how they've been able to figure out what they truly need for themselves?
Thank you for asking. So our mission at Daily Method is to empower individuals, mostly women, mostly moms, because that's our target market, to live their most vibrant lives within a supportive and compassionate environment. And taking a step back to the first part of your question, as far as, like, I think you were trying to say, or what I heard you say, was there's a lot of demands from society, more so on women today than I think
ever before.
Ever before, right? At least that's my perspective and my experience. And part of that is, yes, there's that piece of it from society, but then there's also our own internal worthiness and our own voice in our head saying, I have to do this. This is what's expected of me. And at Daily Method, we quiet that noise. Okay, so you are exercising, but it's a moving meditation where you're able to, for an hour, tune out the noise of the world, forget your to-do lists, go inward, connect your mind to your body, and start to really listen to your needs. What are my needs? And that's when you start to back away as a woman and tune out the noise of the world, tune out the voices in your head, that the hustle in your head that says, I'm not enough, I'm not doing enough, and really hear your needs, then you're able to operate from a place of empowerment versus operating from victim mentality, right? Mm-hmm. Of like, I have to do this. And you start to take the control of your life and say, okay, I'm empowered. Here are my priorities. Here are my needs. And this is what I choose to hire out or get support in. And so that I can focus on my priorities and really honor the needs of me, my family, you know, my community, what's important to me. And I think that's the bigger message that we're really trying to get across at Daily Method and the work that we do every day in our studio and in our community for women.
No, I love that. And I think even looking at, you know, I tell people, take an inventory of what's happening in your life, mm-hmm. and seek help, you know, and again, that community is another place where you can seek help. Even with Mother Honestly, it's, you know, is there anybody in our community where you can seek help so that, you know, you don't feel alone. You feel like you have other people to lean on or to depend on, or even just to flat out say, guys, I'm not okay. Mm-hmm. Because I think that there's a stigma out there, mm-hmm. that, you know, if you say that you're not okay, all of a sudden, oh, I'm not okay. Now people will tell me that I need therapy. No, mm-hmm. the fact that you actually come out and say, I'm not okay, mm-hmm. that is a signal to somebody else to step in and say, oh, I can help. Mm-hmm. I know how to help. And so, I mean, I don't know what your experience is around, you know, that how can women seek out community even beyond, you know, the Daily Method or beyond Mother Honestly? How can you seek out community? How can you seek out relationships and help that relationship thrive so that when you really do need help, you have somewhere to, you know, to lean on and a support system?
Yes, absolutely. And I've listened to a lot of podcasts around the evolution of the human being, and we were initially designed in tribes of, the ideal number, some say, is like 115 people, right? So it's these close-knit tribes where you rely on each other. You know, somebody has a strength in repairing roofs, and somebody has a strength at cooking, and we all have these different unique strengths, and together we need each other to coexist, and we can lean on each other and ask for help. And today, a lot of times, you know, speaking from experience, I moved away from my support system. We don't have family that I can call and say, hey, I need help right now. They're an hour, that help is an hour and a half away. And some people, a lot of people's reality is that their support system is much further than that. So we need to build those people around us, those real, raw relationships that we can be open and honest with and say, I'm not okay. And for them to say, it's okay for you to not be okay right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And you actually bring up a good point, because I'm from Nigeria, as you mm-hmm. know. And one thing about the way I grew up is we actually grew up, we call it a compound. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we have other family members that are living within the compound. So the compound, think of it as kind of like a circle, and it's like four or five houses in that circle, and all the kids grew up together. And, you know, family A can make dinner and that's what everybody eats. Mm-hmm. And so the pressure is not on my mom to always cook every night. And, you know, there's always a grown adult that does the laundry. And so, you know, it's, I mean, looking back, at first you're like kind of like, oh my God, you know, everybody's eating from the same pot and X, Y, and Z, and you feel resentful sometimes. But looking back, we were extremely happy. Mm-hmm. I mean, our parents had an amazing life. Like, they had 9 kids, because, I mean, of course you can have 9 kids when you're not the only person, mm-hmm. you know, feeding 9 kids. And so looking back, I think that my mom had a wonderful support system. And I grew up with my aunts and my uncles and nephews and just so many. I was surrounded by so many family members that I just cannot look back and remember a time where my mom felt the weight of motherhood. Because I do call her and I'm like, oh, mom, you know, I'm struggling with this. And I have, you know, I have my MBA. I have my full-time job. I have Mother Honestly. I have X, Y, and Z. And I still need to walk out. And my mom is like, you're doing too much. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, that's our answer every time. She said, Blessing, you have to remember, I did nothing and you turned out fine. Mm-hmm. She said, you need to find a village. Mm-hmm. If you can make one, if you can find one, make one. Mm-hmm. And honestly, that maybe that's why Mother Honestly exists mm-hmm. today, is that, well, if I can't find anything for women like me that are ambitious and really want to be exceptional mothers and also pursue their career, pursue their business, or nurture their ambition in some way or another, then I'm going to create it. And so you actually touched on a good point there. Thank you, Carly. Mm-hmm. So how has, how has motherhood evolved now for you? Because obviously now you have 2 kids mm-hmm. and you have a husband and this thriving business. How have you been able to align your goals now and your ambition with motherhood? And how is the daily method today for you?
Well, I think the first year of each boy's life and the first year of business was absolutely the hardest for me, just transitioning in, and I think it's just all consuming. The first year felt very overwhelming, both in business and with a newborn. So I feel more space now than I did then.
Okay.
And I've just learned to really say no and make no a complete sentence. Really identify where are my priorities. What fills me up so that I can serve the world more. I mean, I just have such a serving heart that for me, that's really important to be able to serve my family and serve the world through my work. Sometimes means saying no to relationships in my life that maybe are negative or suck my energy. It sometimes means saying no to professional requests or opportunities that I get because it doesn't align with my goals right now. And being able to say no even to the pressure of how society defines success. You know, maybe I sacrifice financially a little bit so that I can have more time with my boys. And to me, that's how I define success. It's saying no to the things in my life that aren't ultimately serving me right now in my purpose and my priorities.
I love that you mentioned redefining success, because that's something that I also have taken to heart is, you know what, maybe it's okay to not, you know, go after that promotion. Maybe it's mm-hmm. okay to not ask for that new job because, you know, then I don't get to spend time with my kids mm-hmm. or then I don't have time for my husband and I don't have time for Mother Honestly, which is, you know, near and dear to my heart. So I think that definitely being able to even redefine work sometimes, right? Or again, the ability to let go and say, you know what, maybe I can pay more instructors, right, at the Daily Method so that I can have more time for myself. And yes, it's a financial bargain, but then you get much more time with your boys, and that's truly what fills your cup, mm-hmm. as we've said. So Carly, walk me through, like, how do you mother honestly? Like, what are the things that, you know, you do as a mom that you kind of like, you know what, that's real and that's raw and that's how I mother, and it doesn't need to be mainstream. Mm-hmm. Can you think of any moment?
Well, I like to receive my boys in the morning from a place of being really grounded and open. so that I can be present with them when they come down the stairs in the morning. So I wake an hour before them, and I have morning rituals where I meditate and I write in my gratitude journal. And I feel like spiritually and energetically, for me, that allows me, when my boys come running down the stairs like a whirlwind, because I have two toddler boys that are very high energy, and the moment their feet hit the ground, it's like we are on. I have
ready
to be ready. So that I don't get swept up in that whirlwind of energy, I like to really, you know, ground myself and be ready for them and have that moment of peace in the beginning of day, of the day. I do take Tuesdays off from work, so that's my day. Is it a mommy day? They know that Tuesdays are the mommy day, where they don't go to school and they're with me. So technically, I'm only at the studio 4 days a week, although I do supplement and do some, you know, continue education or teaching early morning, evening, and weekends. But to me, that feels good because I still get one day that's special where I get to connect with them and feel like I'm filling, you know, that need in me to be mommy first. Let's see, what else would be like authentic to our family and helps me really think about mothering honestly? I try to set boundaries around social media.
Oh my.
So that I'm
don't
not,
we all need to do that?
Yeah. Especially, you know, running a small business, there is, at least for me, if I don't tune it out, there is this pressure to always feed the beast with content and stories and all that.
It's a lot of pressure. I feel it. I feel it all the time.
Yeah. So for me, it's just been really helpful to set boundaries around it. So I say, you know, 7 o'clock at night, I try to close out my social media and stay off of my phone. I even will go as far as physically remove my phone, so I'll put it upstairs on the charger so that I can be present with the boys. Sundays we call rest Sunday at the studio, and that means no social media for me or for my team. So it gives us at least one day of the week where we don't feel the pressure to post
anything.
And leading by example, I mean, I think that that's healthy to say. Like, we don't have to be, even though our phones are with us all the time, we don't have to be accessible 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's not healthy. Those aren't healthy boundaries. So really being able to set those boundaries with screen time coming from me.
Correct.
So that I can be more present with my boys and more engaged with my boys has been also really helpful as a mom.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Callie, for coming today. Really appreciate it. I know that, you know, you have a lot of exciting stuff happening at the Daily Method over the weekend. Where can our listeners find you?
Yeah, so we're on Instagram at TDM Birmingham.
Okay.
You can find us at thedailymethod.com. Just make sure when you type it in, you spell it D-A-I-L-E-Y, method.com. And then we're right in downtown Birmingham. We face Big Woodward. If you want to pop in, we have some great pieces at the boutique right now for the holidays or beyond. We try to support as many women-owned businesses
as possible
in our studio and in our boutique as possible. And then
awesome.
We'd love to have you for a class, even if you're a beginner. We have so many wonderful classes for beginners, and we have childcare that's engaged childcare.
That's what I love about the Daily Method is the childcare.
Me too. I try to, you know, really think about it as everything in my business, like, is this something that I would appreciate as a student or as a mom, and make choices and business decisions from that place.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Callie. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. Blessing.
Thank you, Mama, for joining us on the Mother Honestly podcast. I am your show manager, Kristen Baffo, asking that you please rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. And for more resources, visit us at motherhonestly.com or follow us on Facebook and Instagram.